Hello.
Hi, is that Jenny?
Yeah, is that you, Francesca?
It is. Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
Yeah, it's 26 March 1971, DY14ODG.
Perfect, thank you very much. Yes, I just wanted to give you a quick call with you regarding, obviously, you don't want to take any things any further. So I just wanted to let you know, like, a couple of options, what we can do instead of that. So if you wanted to, I can put your application on pause. So I'll close it for now. We can put it on pause so we can stop work. And then if you decide to proceed anything then, when you come back, we won't have to do the whole application again. So that's also an option I can do for you if that's something you wanted.
Do you know what it was, Francesca? I think for me, trust is a big, massive thing for
Yeah,
me.
I completely
And
understand that.
when you'd say, we're offices in Bury, Manchester, and it's like, so I'm off up to Glasgow, and I say, right, I'll jump in. You're like, oh, actually, I'm not at that office. I'm at the Liverpool office.
Yeah.
And rather than telling me, it's not actually an office, it's a virtual office. And then it was like, and I just thought, oh, for fuck's sake,
No,
you
so
know.
we are an office, so we're in an actual office in Liverpool. So it's just two separate ones, it's just a different location. But I think on the contracts it goes from like the main headquarters, which is in Manchester. So we are in an office. I was willing obviously to meet that day, but then I spoke to my manager and he said then obviously that we'd have to have some kind of like contract signed, see
No,
like
I
the
get
client,
that.
like all that kind of stuff,
I just
before
felt
I can
the
meet you.
conversation went down a PPI route. Does that make sense? Do you remember the years when they, oh,
Oh yeah.
Class
Oh, what was
A
that
and
guy?
N,
Was it
suddenly it was a
Martin?
big boost.
What's his name? Martin on he was on the news or something.
Martin Lewis or
The
something.
money man, yeah.
Aye. So then they were
Yeah.
saying, so for PPI to, oh, Miss Soldier Insurance, oh my God, did you drive a diesel car in the 90s? Call us now. So I
Amount
felt.
of posters I see on toilets and saying that, and it's like, if you
Just
had this car before this date, contact us.
right, so
No, I
it's like
completely understand
everything
that.
now, and I just felt it kind of went down a route of it may have became a book, because at the end of the day, I've got all the information myself. I've got it all sitting
Yeah.
here in front of me, and so the idea of if I go to say £10,000, that you take £2,000 off of me for doing something that I've already got. Why am I sending my evidence to somebody else? And I thought about it, is it so I don't have the headache of it? Is when you're in it constantly for
Yeah.
55 years, it becomes a kind of almost Groundhog Day that runs in parallel with an ordinary day. And it's really difficult to manage a two-track life.
No, I
And I
completely
think for
understand that.
me, Francesca, it just very quickly descended down into, did you wipe your ass with Johnson's talcum powder in the 70s? If so, call us now. You know, and it just felt kind of that way. And I think
Yeah.
just being a jock, look, you know, I speak jockeyese, it's proper. It's no different for somebody from Cardiff to the Valleys. Somebody in Cardiff that doesn't like you will still go for dinner with you to the Ivy and then talk about you when you get home. Anybody in the Valleys
Oh,
isn't
I
going
know
to waste
about
their money. Ah, right, so anybody from the Valleys, they'll tell you, your face, you're a cunt, fuck off, I ain't buying you any pint, fuck off. In fact, get a pint of fucking
Yeah.
brownie in it, right? So it's all
Yeah.
that fucking. So you kind of know where you stand with certain people, and it just all, it kind of just went down that fucking route, and I just felt, nah, when I drive on, I always go to Glasgow, not normally on my own, don't do a toilet stop, don't listen to music, and I've just got
Yeah.
6 hours in my head and 6 hours coming back in my head, and it just, it, as I say, I just felt like. I'm in the shop standing at the counter ready to pay, and I've gave you the money to pay for me. And it's like, I don't feel comfortable with that transaction.
Yeah, no, so regarding that, obviously it's the no win, no fee thing. So there's no fees or anything in, unless you're successful. In regards to our fee, so obviously
I know that
with us being a no win, no fee, it's the risk we take,
it's.
and the time we spend, obviously the possibilities then of it not being successful. So it's just all of that put together is obviously the risk we take, which is why our fee, so it's obviously 16% plus the VAT, and it's because of the time. Obviously we appreciate, obviously you've gathered all of your records beforehand, haven't you? But it's obviously, like the writing the statements, the contact with redress. It's just the whole application. Obviously, it can be quite a lot. And the reason we are doing it is to give people who like don't have the time or the mental like to apply themselves.
Well, I think what I need to say as well here, Francesca, is I don't know if you know what a Mackenzie friend is. I'm a Andy Mackenzie friend. So I'm quite aware of civil law, and I know how to write orders for like occupation orders, non-harassment orders, children's orders. So in terms of the language to use to contact these departments, my letters would probably be better than yours, because my letter will be for a different viewpoint. And obviously the information, the way I collate it, I'm fortunate as well that my wife, Claire, used to work worldwide doing domestic homicide reviews. So when someone was murdered by their partner, there was an investigation. So my wife used to work for the Home Office, and she herself is very legally minded too, because she was an expert witness. So she was called. You know yourself, Francesca, there's court cases, and then there's court cases. When you're starting to call expert witnesses in, you're in a different league. So in terms of writing the legalities of it and the laws of it, I can take you back to 1968. I can rhyme off every law of every inquiry, from the Monckton to the O'Neill inquiry. I worked in that for 30 odd years.
Yeah.
So I think for me, again, I'm coming back to I feel I'm just giving you what I've already got, and you're getting a bit of money for it. I'm asking you to go to the show and keep the change. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, no. If you feel obviously that you're comfortable and you're able to do the application yourself, obviously that's good. But it was just a quick call just to see if, like I say, if you wanted us to put it on pause rather than close it. So if you did then start doing the application yourself, and if you found it was too much or you were struggling with it or anything, that we could still have you here. You've got to do what's right for you.
And at the end of the day, you've got to do what puts food on your table and pays your astronomical rent rates, unless you're buying. Liverpool's no any cheaper than anywhere else these days. So for you, I'm aware it's a job for you, sweetheart, and you've got to do what you've got to do to get bums and seats, basically. And I really appreciate that.
I want you to be comfortable with what you decide to do with your application. Obviously, it's your application, and if you feel more comfortable doing it yourself, then obviously I want you to.
That's a route I'm going to go down just now. Obviously, Francesca, if me and my wife have a mental breakdown at the same time, just feel totally incapacitated by it all, then I would contact you, because it's like, it'd be like I would need a crutch then. I feel like I'm taking a set of crutches or a sticky afis for no reason. My arm's not broke. So I don't feel like, I feel like I'm in the wrong way now.
Yeah, no, so, I understand that completely. So it's what I do. I'll close it, but I'll like put it on pause. So if you ever reach out to us, we have it all here for you.
Right, okay. Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
Okay, so if you ever feel that you need any extra support with it, if anything, obviously I hope that you don't have a breakdown at the same time that you said. I hope that isn't the case.
It won't be a colourful household. It's just so lucky we live in a wooden cabin. Where we live, I don't know if you've looked at our postcode, all we see is water, trees, foxes, deers. I can go up to 6 weeks without seeing another human being.
I live in a little coastal village in South Wales, so I just my view is just fields and grass.
It was the only reason why I moved here was because I was going to murder somebody. That was it. It was fucking move or murder.
Yeah.
Because, see, some people, oh my God, I mean, they're fucking stupid. They really are stupid. And I look at them and I think, my God, you were the strongest swimmer. Your mother could have swallowed you. Jesus fucking Christ. Why? How did you get past the fucking gates? Mother of God, honestly. So, and I have no hesitation in pointing that out. I'm really good at wearing statement clothing.
Yeah, I will say, I'm going to miss speaking to you, I won't lie.
Oh, no, seriously. Listen, Francesca, I really appreciate you taking the time. I genuinely do. I'm not going to take that off you. You know, you've done your studies for a reason. However, what you've got to remember is a couple of things. When you work for somebody else, you're fulfilling their dreams, not yours. And the other thing is, die with memories, not dreams. While you're sitting there clanking away on that keyboard and you don't want to be there, what the fuck are you doing there then? Right? You know, what the fuck are you doing there? If you don't like your boyfriend, stop fucking moaning to everybody and putting up happy snaps on fucking Facebook.
Just leave him.
He's a cunt and leave. Yeah,
just leave him.
Yeah, just fucking leave the bastard.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand people. Like, life's too short. You know, we just don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, we've got no warning of that. And I'd rather fucking die happy doing it my way because I'd done it everybody else's way when I was a child.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. So,
well, no, I'm glad, like, obviously, you heard, like, obviously, the way you're going with the application yourself is that you finally got, like, no, I can take control of this. I'm having control over this. This is my life. And it is nice to hear that you've, yeah.
I feel like this is my final step now after all those years. Because they lied from 1976. They lied for 50 fucking years, Francesca. 50 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And their lies led to me being fucking abused in the most horrific ways.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say it was worse than anybody else. I don't care if you've been raped once or a million times. The fact is your body's been breached by force, and that's enough for me.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Me,
well,
to
I,
you,
I hope
whatever
you,
you're saying,
you
I just appreciate
the,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement and the apology.
Yeah. I think this might be the final bit for me now, Francesca. By doing this bit of work, I'm getting my full stop, because I always look for full stops in life.
Yeah.
Because everything that starts
chasing
off,
closure, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
I hope you have a lovely day, son.
And
you're still shining. Take care of yourself, my lovely. It's been great talking to you. Just thank
you
for your patience.
That's okay.
You know,
well, I hope you're
all
successful.
Just mind how you go, sweetheart. Well, yeah. Just watch this space. I mean, if you get a chance to go into Ancestry.com or Blue Sky, well, you'll see my sister's picture. She thinks she's great. And we're not an uncommon name, but we are an uncommon name, you know. And if you know my sister Siobhan Stensland, like a lot of people in Cardiff do, and Swansea, and because she travels up and down the UK and all that, and all.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I've put the photos everywhere. Come and get me. You know, so but no, and I noticed that you've seen some of my updates on my WhatsApp, so you know my kind of thinking, you know, I'm ready for round two, ding dong.
Yeah.
If that's what they're going to do to me, because today, I'll never have a worse day ever than the day I had as a child.
Yeah.
I'll never have another worse day. There couldn't be anything worse than what's already happened. So
no.
Today's not a bad day.
It can only get better, if that
is
a way to put it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much about getting better. It's just about trying to deal with it differently. This is one of the reasons why I move, because when you hear voices apart from, and I don't mean that we all hear voices in conversations, we can pull our granddad's last birthday message out of our memory and our brain, you know. But when it's just constant, and then you get the city sounds, and so you think, how can I... Because the world wasn't born abused. It was me that was abused, not the world.
Well, I saw this thing before. It was like something with grief and obviously things like this. And it was the way they described it. And it was when it first happens, imagine, so it's like a box and there's a big ball. And every single time it touches a wall, it hits you. And then over time, the ball gets smaller and smaller. So when it does hit, it feels the same, but it's just less. It happens less.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that works for you, kid.
Yeah.
Listen, take good care of yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay?
And yeah.
And if anything changes, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, no problem.
Look after yourself, sweetheart.
And you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.